Of course, that's the Kinks, a great, 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 great band. You can actually see the Kinks being paid tribute to on Wednesday, December 11th at 8 o'clock at Martyrs, 3855 North Lincoln Avenue. And that's going to be Great Moments in Vinyl. Check out greatmomentsinvinyl.com. They're going to play the Kinks. Lindsey Cochran is the guy who started Great Moments in Vinyl and continues to bring in different musicians for every gig, some of the best musicians that you'll ever see in Chicago. And they are getting together this Wednesday to pay tribute to the Kinks. And it's always great to have Lindsey on the show. Lindsey, welcome to the show,
sir.
How are you, man?
I'm very well, and I want to say a word of congratulations. You're on the air earlier. I love it.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, they gave me an extra hour, and I'm on the air earlier, so it's a pretty good thing. I'm happy about it.
Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm doing well. You know, Great Moments in Vinyl, we're just a bunch of music fans that get together and celebrate music that we love. You know, we find an album or an artist or a collection of songs that, well, you know, inspired us to make music in the first place. You know, it's there's something magical about a well-written song. That's one of the reasons we're doing the Kinks, because when you bring the right words together and the melody builds with it, and you have the little turns where you go to the bridge or you go to the chorus, and then it comes back again with the verse at the end. I mean, there's just something magic about a good song.
Yeah, and the Kinks are loaded with them.
Oh my gosh. Like,
and you know, and I know that I want to get to who's going to be in the band with you guys, but I want to welcome back to the show my old friend, who I'm not surprised at all that he's involved with this gig.
Yeah.
Is Phil Angotti. Phil, I'm not surprised at all, my friend. How you doing, man?
Hey, Nick, how are you, man?
I'm good.
Doing well.
Good. So the Kinks, you got it. What, let me give me your story on how you discovered the Kinks.
Oh man, Nick, I mean, you know, as you know me from many years about being a Beatles and Stones fan, so kind of just, you know, right in there with the Kinks. Kinks to Who, Beatles, Stones, that's your big four.
Yeah.
I really started really digging them as a teenager, and I think I told a story at rehearsal tonight, but I was like 18 years old, and I went to a local record store on East Side, Patch Records, and there was this really colorful album. It was Kinks, Face to Face, and I'm like, whoa, that's a cool record. Of course, the big hit on that was Sunny Afternoon, and I bought that album, and it was a couple years later that I saw the Something Else record in there, and I'm like, I don't know this record at all. It's just kind of weird cover and everything. 1967, and I bought it, and I was just amazed at what a great record it was, because it didn't really sound like the rock and roll Kinks that we knew. It was a little bit more, you know, a little piano-driven, a little more psychedelic, but also English, in a way, vaudeville, totally different record.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
A little more thoughtful, you know. I mean, Ray Davis has taken some more time to communicate his observations of life as opposed to just being a teenager who wanted to, you know, get laid.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's one of the things that we all know about the Kinks is the brotherly love between Ray and Dave. It's sort of famous, the sibling rivalry, the tension between the two of them.
Oh, my gosh. Ray Davis, I mean, he was born into a family of six older sisters. You can imagine how much he was doted on. And then 3 years later, along comes his brother Dave. How that must have upturned his world.
Yeah, yeah. But it was, I mean, it's the battles between the two of them are legendary. But that, and I when I always talk about that, I think it overshadows, you know, some, because everybody, when you talk about the Kinks, you always talk about Dave and Ray at each other's throats. They hated each other and all that other stuff. But I think it kind of overshadows the kind of accomplishments that this band is responsible for, and just how influential and great they were. Don't you agree, Lindsey?
Well, you know, I think you talk about how they were at each other's throats. I think it was a complicated situation. They were family.
Yeah.
They drove each other crazy, and yet they were family. I mean, Dave tells a story about how the two of them were roughhousing, and they were still boys. And Dave lands a punch on Ray, and Ray falls to the floor, apparently unconscious. And Dave suddenly gets concerned and leans over, and then Ray just takes his fist and pummels him in the face.
Yeah,
you know, just faked him out. And that's kind of what's going on between them. I mean, there was a moment in their history when Ray got married in '64. Dave got so drunk that he couldn't carry out his duties as the best man, but then years later, Ray gets him back by smashing Dave's 50th birthday cake at his birthday party. You know, and yet, they're brothers. There's this familial connection.
Right.
When Ray's wife left him in '72, Ray tried to kill himself, an overdose of drugs. But Dave steps in and takes him on a European holiday to help him recover. Mm. And then years later, Dave has a stroke in 2004, leaving him unable to play the guitar for a while. Ray brings him into his home to care for him.
Mm. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a complicated thing. It's not just simply they hated each other. I mean, there's certainly a lot of rivalry there. I mean, my gosh, that legendary sound of the Really Got Me guitar sound, that da-da-da-da-da,
yeah.
You know, that was... The two of them debate who came up with that sound.
Mm.
Dave claims that he was playing around with his amp and nicked the speaker cone with a razor blade, and that made the sound. But then Ray will tell the story about how he came up with that sound.
Yeah, now, Phil, what are some of your favorite Kinks songs? Which ones are you most excited about playing on Wednesday?
Well, there's a lot of numbers on this particular album, Something Else That I Absolutely Love. One of those songs, of course, is a favorite of a lot of people, but there's a few songs in this record, like Death of a Clown, which I just love playing, and Carolyn Engelman is joining us, and she's playing piano and singing Ray's wife, Rasa, who sang some of the harmonies on this record. I don't know if people know that.
Yeah.
And Carolyn does a great job at that. There's a song on the album called Two Sisters, which, funny enough, as Lindsay pointed out, Davey's brothers had older sisters, but it's a song Ray actually wrote about himself and Dave. And anyway, Lindsay will tell you more about that at the show, but those are a couple of my favorites. But then, you know, going to the hit section, we're doing things like, without the obvious stuff like Victoria, but like we're even doing a song called Better Things, which is a beautiful record.
Mm-hmm.
Give the people what they want. We are doing a dedicated follower of fashion. We're doing Ape Man. We got a really cool set.
That's great. And it's happening on Wednesday, December 11th, 8 o'clock at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue. And it's all about the Kinks. And Lindsay, one of the unique things about Great Moments in Vinyl, Lindsay, is that you're up there. Not only are you playing and instruments, but you also tell stories between songs and make it a different kind of experience. And what were some of the, you know, I know you do a lot of research before every gig that you do. What were some of the things that surprised you or a story that got you when you were doing rehearsal for, or when you were research for the Kinks?
Looking into the Kinks? Well, you know, bittersweet, ironic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that really sums it up, but the Kinks came along, as Phil mentioned, with the Who and well, actually more with the Beatles and the Stones. The Who came along a little later, but the Kinks had the misfortune of coming to an America in 65, I think it was, a U.S. tour. Way too many dates were booked, too much was going on, too much pressure for them to break into the U.S. market, and something snapped. The band fell afoul of the AFM, the American Federation of Musicians, the music union that governed who could perform in America if you were from out of the country. Something snapped, and they got banned for the next 4 years. It's a little hazy, and maybe people don't want to admit, maybe no one really recollects what happened, maybe it wasn't really clear what went on.
Yeah.
But the long story short is simply that at the height of the Beatles building their reputation, the Rolling Stones building their reputation, the Who coming out of you know, third place or whatever and building their reputation, the Kinks were nowhere to be found.
Mm.
They were creating good music, equal quality music, I would say, in terms of the creativity and the innovation and the thought that went into it, and yet they couldn't break through. They couldn't be here to tour and get it introduced. And I always think of them as the band that could have been one of the greats. I mean, they are in terms of what they accomplished,
yeah.
But they could have been right up there with the Beatles and the Stones in terms of how we think of them and how they enjoy their success.
I think you're absolutely right.
Same kind of thing happened, I think, with the Moody Blues in a lesser extent. I think the same time that the Kinks were having trouble getting their visa to come back to the country, for some reason the Moody Blues didn't. I don't know that they were banned or there was a problem that per se, but they were on the, you know, Denny Lane and the Moody Blues were on the scene at the same time. They were contemporaries,
yeah.
But they didn't get a chance to come to America in quite the same period that those other original British Invasion bands did. And I wonder if that might have affected their career, too.
Interesting stuff. Phil, let me ask you this. Considering that this is the holiday season, will you guys be doing Father Christmas?
Without giving away too many...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have to do that one.
Yeah, but I mean, it's one of my favorite Christmas songs
it's
of all time.
It's such a great song.
It is,
yeah,
so great. It's so great. All right, Lindsay, really quickly, run down who else is going to be on stage with you guys on Wednesday.
Well, you know, let me have Phil do that because he's the one to help line up the band this time. So, you know, I contacted Phil and said, let's do the Kinks. Or he said that to me, and I said, sure, who you want to put in the band?
All right.
Well, Lindsay was kind enough to let me kind of bring in some people. It's nice to change it up once in a while, too. And I was saying, Carolyn Engelman is an amazing musician. I played with her in different things, and she's going to be playing piano and singing harmonies. We have Jim Buckley on drums, who's a huge Kinks fan and a wonderful drummer. And we have Steve Gerlach on lead guitar, who's an amazing guitar player. A lot of people have probably heard of Steve. He's in a great Bowie band, Sons of the Silent Age. And Steve and I have been friends for a long time, but I'm really excited to get to play this music with him. And Steve's a Kinks geek, so you could see tonight we rehearse and just see the look on his face, how fun. He's having a blast.
Oh, that's great. That's really, really great.
Phil says that Carolyn plays piano, but I mean, let's not forget she's got his harpsichord setting on that keyboard. She's got strings. There's a couple of songs that have brass band sounds in them, and she's adding those tones too. So,
all right, it sounds like a great lineup to me. Lindsay, Phil, thank you guys. Great Moments in Vinyl. Check out greatmomentsinvinyl.com. We have a link on our Facebook page. They're playing the Kinks, one of the greatest bands of all time, and that's going to be Wednesday night, December 11th at Martyrs. All right, thank you guys very much.
Thank you, sir. Our pleasure, Nick.
All right. Have a great holiday, okay?
You too. Happy holidays.
All right. See you later. There you go. There's Phil and Lindsay from Great Moments in Vinyl, and you can see them December 11th at Martyrs. Great Moments in Vinyl, by the way. I just want to mention very quickly, Lindsay puts the whole thing together, and he truly, truly gets some of the greatest musicians in this city, some of the most incredible musicians in this city, all on the stage at once, doing an amazing job. Replicating and also just paying tribute to these incredible bands and these great artists and these incredible albums. And the Kinks are amazing. And so this is going to be an amazing show. Wednesday night, December 11th, 8 o'clock at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue. Check out greatmomentsinvinyl.com for more information. I want to thank those guys for coming in. Phil, Lindsay, have a great gig. And we'll take a quick break. And we're going to jump into sibling rivalries. Because, of course, we just mentioned that Dave and Ray Davis were at each other's throats. It was well known about their relationship, sibling rivalries. And we are going to come back and talk about some of the most epic sibling rivalries of all time. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to join us on epic sibling rivalries. 312-981-7200 for talk and text.